And welcome, everyone, to the JD Studio Show. I'm your host, Josh Dayton, with a wonderful selection of guests with us today. We have Catherine Marlatt.
Hey, yo.
We have Philip Coffinger.
Well, hey.
We have Isaac Meyer.
Yeah, boy.
And straight from the floor, we have Kate Savage.
Yeehaw.
How dare you call me out.
Yeah, so we are going to jump right into things with the update on our lives. Isaac Meyer, it's been a spell since you've been on. How about you go first?
Well, things have been going pretty swell. I got to watch a nice movie with where Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston got framed for murder tonight, so that's always lovely.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
Yeah, it happens.
Yep, it happens.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Philip?
I have been having fun. And when I say having fun, I don't mean having fun at all. I've just been kind of doing my schoolwork and working. I started a new job recently, so that's been time.
Oh, I feel that. Me too. What about you, Kate?
I've done absolutely nothing.
And is that a good nothing or a bad nothing?
I hate it.
Both.
I hate it and love it. I've only done guard.
She loves to hate it.
What about you, Catherine?
I just got back from Fort Wayne with my family, which was interesting. And I am really glad to be back in town and sleep in my own bed tonight. So that's fun.
Yeah, and I am with Philip, not literally, but in spirit, because I also have work and schoolwork, and it is not pleasant at all. But we are making it just fine.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. So first off, we have two truths and a lie. We've played this game before. It's very simple. We just take turns. We each make three statements. Two of them are true. One is a lie, as the title suggests. Look at that. So, Isaac, would you like to go first?
I would like to go first. All right.
Awesome.
Statement one. I often wear Columbus brand jackets because I like the large zipper pockets and don't like putting things in my pants pockets. Number two, my family has a gorilla costume that we use far more frequently than any normal family would or should. Number three, I have gotten into reading biographies of major jazz musicians this summer, just for funsies.
Oh, goodness. Philip, you start.
I don't know if that's the best idea, but so the one that stuck out to me as being perhaps incorrect is the first one with the jackets, right? Because didn't you start wearing those jackets not because of the pockets, but because, like, your grandmother gave them to you or something? And you
just, I don't think he's going to answer that.
That's
an
true.
Interesting theory.
I feel like.
I mean, I probably shouldn't say one way or the other, but
I feel like just like that's right in my head. But then again, why would you want to read jazz biographies for fun?
Interesting point.
I'm gonna have to go. Wait. I'm going to have to go with the jacket one because I feel like it's wrong. Though saying that, I feel like I'm wrong too, but I'll go with the jacket one being the lie. So.
I like your confidence, Philip.
You're welcome.
All right, Kate.
A.
Okay. I said one, two, and three, but A is good too.
Yeah, she's going with the jacket. Catherine.
I'm going to also go with the jacket because it was weirdly specific.
Okay.
I am going to go with gorilla suit because you do wear those jackets all the time, and I've heard you on multiple occasions brag about the ability of your pockets.
Ooh.
And since you've been into jazz, it would make sense that you would read jazz things. So that is my vote.
Okay. Clearly, Catherine didn't pay attention to the last time I played this because I was hyper specific then.
PSA, but I've been playing Minecraft throughout this entire thing, so I've half an ear in.
Well, it serves you well because that was the correct lie. But not because of the reasoning. It's because the brand is Columbia and I said Columbus.
Oh, I thought you just got it wrong on purpose. I mean, not on purpose, on accident. Oh, I'm not nope. Okay.
Nope. I realized that now, and now I'm frustrated.
Right, for the wrong reason.
I do have a gorilla costume that we use basically at least once a year, if not more. And I am reading jazz biographies because those guys were crazy.
That is true. So everyone but me got that right. Awesome. Philip, you're up.
All right. In honor of the Electronic Entertainment Expo, or E3, of this week, all mine are video game themed.
Aw, crap.
So here we go. Number one, my favorite Legend of Zelda game is Skyward Sword. Number two, my favorite Mario game is the Galaxy games, which they're really close. They're really similar, so I'm just going to put them as one block. And number three, my favorite Sonic game is Sonic Generation.
Not Team Racing?
No, I haven't played that yet.
Side note, Catherine and I rented that for the Switch, tried it for a minute, couldn't figure out what we were doing, and there's no control section in the game, so we took it out and returned it immediately.
Yeah, boy.
Kate, you guess.
I forgot. I didn't hear any of them.
His favorite Mario, his favorite Zelda, or his favorite Sonic. One of them is wrong.
Sonic.
Kate guesses Sonic.
Okay.
Isaac.
Let's see. I know that Skyward Sword at least used to be your favorite, but I don't know if Breath of the Wild passed it by. I feel like I may have heard some bad things about Sonic Generations, but I could be making that up, as I frequently do. And I have no idea about the Mario games, so I'm going to avoid that one entirely. I'm going to bank on Breath of the Wild passing Skyward Sword, and I'm going to say number one is your lie.
All right, Catherine.
I have no idea about any of this, so I'm just going to go with number one.
Way to trust all me. Right. Thank you, Catherine.
Now, I know nothing about the Sonic games, and I know that you very much enjoy Mario Odyssey, but I also am at least 50% sure that your favorite Zelda is Twilight Princess, so I'm going to go with Zelda as well.
All right. My favorite Zelda game is, in fact, Skyward Sword. So the lie was Sonic. My favorite Sonic game is not Sonic Generation.
It's Team Racing.
Yeah.
Generations. It's Sonic Colors.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
Have there been, like, bad reviews about Sonic Generation, or do you just not really know?
No, it just came out on the Xbox 360. Oh, that was one of the supposedly best Sonic games ever, but I just never played it.
No, I just completely made that up then. Okay, cool.
Yep.
All right, Kate, are you ready, or do you need someone else to go? Okay, I will go next then. Okay, here are my three. I have never had sushi. I have seen Weird Al 7 times in concert. And I have nonstop played a clicky game called Clicker Heroes for the past week. Isaac, you can start.
I don't like 2 because the number 7 is hyper specific. And I don't like 3 because week is very specific. But I also do not believe you're adventurous with food. And so I'm going to go 1. Just doesn't feel you.
All right, Kate.
2.
All right, Kate guesses 2. Philip.
You know, I know you love clicker games. So I'm going to believe that you're playing one again. And you do very much enjoy Weird Al, but 7 times? What was the first one that you said?
I've never had sushi.
I can believe that too, because all you ever eat is chicken.
True, but as Catherine can attest, since being at college, I have tried many a new thing.
Oh. Okay. Let me flip an imaginary coin.
How does that work?
It was heads, so I guess I'm going to go with number 2. 7 just seems a bit too high.
All right, and Catherine, who I have no doubt knows the right answer.
You would never try sushi. Absolutely never. That is... But also, I don't know if 7 is the correct number. I know it's high, but I don't know. I don't think 7 is the correct number.
Playing a clicker game.
Well, we all know Josh is addicted to clicker games. That's no secret. You have a problem. Yeah. We'll have an intervention later, but that's not the issue at hand.
Just for the record, for you two who aren't in the same room as me, I currently have Clicker Heroes from Cool Math Games up on my laptop.
I
kind of figured.
I'm going to go with the Weird Al one because I don't think it's 7. I think there is a number, but it's not 7.
Well, we already established I'm playing the clicker game. That one is correct. And I have never tried sushi. I have seen Weird Al 5 times.
So you have 2.
No, I've never had sushi. It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get it now.
I forgot what the game was.
Okay, Catherine.
Imaginary coin for the win.
I just wrote these down because I'm having a rough day and I didn't know I was going to be on the podcast. But it's fine. 1, I'm allergic to the same medicine as Josh, amoxicillin. 2, haha, I didn't eat dirt as a kid. Shout out Maggie Hanna for telling me I didn't eat enough dirt and that's why I have problems. 2, I've had 2 surgeries to fix a ruptured eardrum. Or 3, I've never broken a bone.
Can you repeat that second one? I didn't quite catch it.
I've had 2 surgeries to fix a ruptured eardrum.
What?
She's had 2 surgeries to fix a ruptured eardrum.
Yeah, I can't hear that. Can you repeat it?
I'm angry. Kate, you start.
Eardrums.
Kate says eardrums. Philip.
Skip me. Come back for me. Please.
Okay, Philip.
Oh, wow, thanks.
What was that, Philip? I couldn't hear.
I hate you. Honestly, I don't remember what they are. There was a ruptured eardrum.
Number 1 was allergic to the same medicine as Josh.
Okay.
Number 2 was 2 surgeries to fix the ruptured eardrum. 3, I've never broken a bone.
Okay, is Josh allergic to medicine? I'm going to go with 1 because I don't know if Josh is allergic to medicine.
All right, Isaac.
Let's see. I'd be willing to bet, based on the sheer number of medicines that Josh has encountered over the year, that he's allergic to some of them, Philip.
It's true.
So... saying you're allergic to the same medicine as Josh is basically just saying that you're allergic to medicine. I'm going to say that's probably true and not pick it this time because I remember how the game works. let's see. Never broken a bone. I don't know. I think that's kind of either yes or no. While the eardrum thing is, it could be like 1, it could be 3. So I'm probably gonna. It could be 80. I think you've had 80 surgeries for your eardrums. I'm gonna pick eardrum.
I will also pick the eardrum question.
To be fair, Josh knows everything about me, so he went last because he's going to give the right answer. I have had one surgery to fix a ruptured eardrum in my left ear. Oof. Josh and I are allergic to the same medicine, amoxicillin.
Yeah,
and
that was
never broken a bone.
That was another clue. The first time you said the name, I was like, okay, she might just be screwing with the name. But then you left it out when you said it again. So I was like, oh, that's not the trick. Okay.
Yeah. We actually have two, I think. I can't remember.
Aww.
No, it's just the one. I'm allergic to Claritin.
That's right, because I have the other weird one. All right, Kate, are you going to go or are you going to stay put? Okay. Kate is up.
I don't eat fish. I don't drink soda besides Sprite. And I'm not allergic to anything.
Ooh, boy. Catherine, you want to go first?
That's a tough one. I will say that you are allergic to something. You have to be. You don't have immunity.
It's the rule.
You are not immune. You didn't eat that much dirt. You have allergies.
Philip.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. Chances are you're allergic to something, even if it's just like dirt or pollen or something. Mild allergies are still allergies, so I'm going
to
go.
She's allergic to dirt. That's why she didn't eat it, and that's why she's allergic.
Yeah, exactly. She's allergic.
Can someone Google real quick if you can be allergic to dirt?
I got it.
Catherine's on it. While that happens, Isaac, your guess.
Let's see. I was going to give my reasoning, but I forget to, so I'm going to go with the allergy thing. Oh, yeah, it was pop. Lots of people don't drink pop, so that's not, like, super weird. So I'm going to say that's probably true. And then the not eating fish but eating meat is a little weird, but...
Pescatarian.
I don't know. I thought that that was...
Pescatarian?
No, I thought
that was the church.
That's only fish.
I thought that was the church.
Yeah, pescatarian's only fish, but she's only not fish.
I'm having a rough time.
Oh. Yeah.
Presbyterian is the church. Pescatarian is the fish one.
That's right.
Where
but
you eat fish.
Anyway, I'm going to go allergies.
Oh my God.
Are you Googling the dirt thing? Because that's important. I don't know. Okay, am I allowed to ask what clarifies as an allergy? Or, like, you're not allergic to anything? Because lactose intolerance is not an allergy,
that's
correct?
An allergy.
Right, because I know you have that.
Shut up.
Because we're the same.
Ha ha. Neither of you ate dirt. Ha ha. At least I'm not blind.
Ha. I had worse than dirt. That's not the point. I'm going to go with the pop one, because I don't think you do any pop. What's the right answer? Tell me now.
I drink other pop when I'm angry.
Me!
I'm not allergic to anything, like, known. I don't get allergies.
What about the fish?
I don't eat fish.
I win!
No.
That one. I got other ones wrong, but I win that one. Hooray.
Hooray.
So now we're going... hold on. Before I get into this, let's hear our results.
A quote from onlineallergyrelief.com, so this probably isn't reputable, but it's okay. Dirt is really just an informal word that we use for anything that makes things dirty. Earth, as in the different particulates in the natural ground, is often considered dirt. If someone has an allergy to this, it is likely specific compounds within the earth that is irritating to their immune system. One sort of dirt might cause a reaction while another sort might not. So yes, you can be allergic to dirt.
That's what I heard.
It sounds like you can be allergic to dirt while also not being allergic to dirt because you're allergic to some compounds but not others.
It's an oxymoron.
It's like hey, I'm allergic to dirt, but not that kind of dirt.
That sounds like a cop-out answer.
I'm allergic to you.
I'm allergic to Philip.
I mean, I think we've known that.
So we're going to move on. Kate, I will just be up front. You can sit some of this out if you want to, because you, I don't think, washed anything from it.
Also, because it's hard to hear you on the floor.
Pretty.
Yeah. Catherine, you can jump in on the smash stuff. because you, I told you about that. But we're going to briefly talk about E3 because that's fun. Before we get into the stuff I care about, which is the Nintendo, is there anything non-Nintendo that we thought,
Not that off the top of my head, but I have something that's an anti-ooh.
Anti-ooh.
Let's hear it.
Go for it.
And I think it's going to disappoint Josh a little bit. So,
is it the Lego game?
No. It's the new Avengers game.
Oh, you know, see, here's the thing. I have some thoughts about the Avengers game. I thought the trailer looked really cool, but I can't play it on the Switch, so I'm really ticked at it.
Oof.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't feel so down, because...
Ignore them, they're just dying.
Okay, well, at least as of right now, from what I've heard, it's not the best.
Well, it won't matter because I can't play it, but...
Yeah. It kind of looked boring to me, but I don't know.
Yeah,
they could be wrong.
I would be more disappointed if we weren't getting Ultimate Alliance 3.
That's true. Ultimate Alliance 3 is going to be cool.
Yeah. Isaac, any non-E3 news that you thought was ooh or anti-ooh?
Oh, non-E3 or non-Nintendo?
Or non-Nintendo, sorry.
Okay. I'm kind of excited for it, but it's not for a system that I have. But the Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order game, that looks really cool. I don't know if either of you guys saw that.
I did, but again, like I'm like you, I don't have a PS4.
Yeah, but it'll be fun to, like, I don't know, watch other people play it on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Phil. Change the subject. So.
I was too. I was going to say quick that I didn't get to see that trailer, but from what I've heard, that looked pretty cool. But the game that really, non-Nintendo, that really stood out to me was the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Ooh, I missed
that. Is that coming to Switch?
No. That's a PS4 Pro. But from what I've seen, that game looks a whole lot of fun.
Okay. I've only played, one Final Fantasy game, and it was for, the DS, so I don't actually know if, it's the norm for Final Fantasies. I don't even remember what number it is.
Well, the biggest non-Nintendo thing for me was the LEGO Star Wars Skywalker Saga announcement, because I do love me some Star Wars. The reports say that it's going to be more of an open-world style, which seems weird. But it is Lego Star Wars, which means that I will play it.
You know, I didn't see that. I'll have to look that up.
Well, and they're back to the grunting. It's not talking. It's the...
Oh.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, very nice.
I haven't really...
Now we can... Oh, go ahead.
I haven't really played many of the, newer Lego games, so I don't actually know if I'll get it or try it.
I feel like they've dropped in quality some, which makes me sad, but I have hopes for this one that it could still be good. Now we get into the stuff that we really like here, because the three of us have Switches, and that is the Nintendo news.
Ooh, can we just start off? I'm going to jump right to the biggest thing for me, at least. Breath of the Stinkin' Wild 2. Oh my gosh.
Yes, that was fantastic. I loved that trailer. I know that a lot of people compare looking horror elements like Majora's Mask, which means nothing to me because I didn't play that. But I know a lot of people are excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that game. Like, that sold the E3 presentation from Nintendo. Up until that point, I was like, this is good, but I've seen better, back when, 2 years ago, 2017, that was amazing. But that Breath of the Wild 2, whoo boy.
And what did you think, Isaac?
I'm trying to remember the trailer, to be honest. I watched it once. I don't doubt it'll be a really cool game, and I bet they'll throw some pretty interesting curveballs, but I don't remember much of the trailer, except for the weird skeleton guy and the Hyrule Castle being lifted up like it's on the back of a divine beast or something. But I don't know what either of those are about. So I look forward to learning.
It looks like Ganondorf.
Oh, man, that rascally Ganondorf's back. Who'da thunk it?
Everyone.
Literally everybody.
I really hope the enemy isn't Ganon or Ganondorf, just for the originality. Like, as much as I love Ganon and Ganondorf, like, it's time to change it up, you know?
Bring back Demise for round two.
Yes, Demise round two.
Make Tangle evil.
Oh, yes.
That would be one of the best and worst decisions Nintendo could ever make.
They canonize Tingle being the ultimate villain. He's always been the bad guy.
He's been pulling the strings for Ganon for years.
With tights like those, he has to be evil.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, so I also thought that was fantastic. I have a couple highlights that I really enjoyed. I mentioned earlier Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order. Mm-hmm. Looks super cool. Mm-hmm. I haven't played an Ultimate Alliance game in forever, but I think that will be fantastic. Because it's me, Animal Crossing New Horizons. I am a little sad about the delay, but I get it. And the fact that we know that it's coming makes me really happy. It looks really cool. I think that's going to be awesome, personally. What do you guys think about Animal Crossing?
I've never played an Animal Crossing game, and I haven't seen the new trailer, so I got nothing.
I have also never played a Animal Crossing game before. Though, depending on the reviews and stuff for was New Horizon, I might have to change that. But that's just my especially as I age. Story and plot has become a lot more important to me. And the biggest plot that I can see in Animal Crossing is, oh my gosh, there's so many stinking weeds, I have to pull them all. And that just doesn't quite appeal to me as much.
Well, that's fair. But see, I like a balance. Like, I surprisingly love Breath of the Wild, and it had a lot of story. But then I also, like, I love my clicker games and all that stuff.
I need a lot of story so that I can skip through all the cutscenes to get to the gameplay, because I enjoy skipping cutscenes. It's my favorite part.
Are you thinking of anything in particular? Because something came to mind based off of things we've talked about before.
I'm not thinking of a particular game that Philip told me expressly to play, but then it was pretty much just a movie. Named, let's see, what was it called again? Xenoblade Chronicles?
Hey, yeah, that's it. Do you still have that game? Because I will buy that off you.
I believe I do have that.
I will buy it off you.
Cool. All
right.
Do you not have it then?
No, I don't have it. I had to rent it.
Oh, huh. Okay. we'll put this deal together later then.
Another thing, I have no reference point of the original games, but Luigi's Mansion 3. Again, I've never played the other two, but it looks fun.
It does. I don't
know much about it, but it looks like I might rent it if I can, or if I can't do that, buy it and try it. It looks like it could be a fun time.
I know.
What about you, Philip?
About Luigi's Mansion or about the Direct in general?
Luigi's Mansion.
Like you, I've never played a Luigi's Mansion game. I've watched speed runs and playthroughs of the original game. But like I said, I've never played it. And I don't think I'll pick up Luigi's Mansion 3. Because there's a couple other games from this direct on my list above Luigi's Mansion, which we'll get to in a little bit, I suppose. And I don't really have a lot of time to play games anymore because of school, so I have to kind of prioritize what I really want to play. But yeah, like I might rent it at a point.
All right. I want to talk about Smash very last. So, Philip, what are your highlights?
All right. My two takeaways, at least games that I'm most excited for, other than Breath of the Wild 2, but that won't come for at least another year or so, is Fire Emblem Three Houses, which comes out in like a month, and I'm so excited.
I think July 19th?
I believe it's July 26th.
Yeah. I don't remember.
A game by Platinum Games called Astral Chain.
That seemed very intriguing to me. I don't really know much about it other than the trailer, but it looks very interesting.
Yeah, when the first trailer dropped for the game, it was like when the game was announced, like it was like 3 or 4 months ago.
It was in a direct, right?
Yeah, it was in the last Nintendo Direct before this E3 one. My first thought in my mind was, oh my gosh, they've turned around and made another Xenoblade game, because the style really reminds me of Xenoblade. And as you both know, as we've discussed already, I adore the Xenoblade franchise. So my mind was already racing, like, what could this game be? But then it just looked super cool once it was revealed that it wasn't a Xenoblade game. And I'm not the biggest fan of that genre, the like action genre like that, but I'm seriously considering picking this Astral Chain up because it just looks so unique with its story and its gameplay that I'm really excited for that.
Nice. Do you know anything about that one, Isaac?
I absolutely do not, but I will be looking at it. Seems interesting.
What about Fire Emblem, Isaac?
I haven't actually played any Fire Emblem games, which I need to because my older brother has one for DS, but I haven't gotten around to that yet. What I'm interested in is this Cadence of Hyrule game, because I saw some gameplay and I was intrigued because it's just so very different from Legend of Zelda games. It's got like a rhythm aspect. It's got like some strategy.
I believe, right, because that's its own series, and now they've just made one that involves that has Link and Zelda in it.
Yeah. That's the it's the second game. The first game was called Crypt of the Necrodancer. I forget the developer. It's like an indie developer. And they partnered up with Nintendo for the sequel and they tied it in with Zelda.
I didn't know about the first one. So the second one coming out just kind of took me off guard because it was a really weird direction to go. Like a Zelda rhythm game? What?
It did seem very interesting, and I think that might be one I'll look into. Speaking, I'm going to jump back.
Can I quickly say one more thing?
Yeah.
About that game? That game is actually out already. That dropped yesterday.
Oh, on the eShop?
Yeah, it dropped on the eShop yesterday. So,
yeah, I've been debating whether or not to get it. I probably will sometime, but maybe not quite yet.
Yeah, I may have to try it. I want to jump back to Fire Emblem real quick. I don't know how to feel about Fire Emblem. I've only played Fire Emblem Warriors, which is not like a real Fire Emblem game. But I don't know if I can get into it. It looks interesting, but I don't know if I'll be able to jump in on that one.
You like chess, right?
Yeah.
And I think you will much.
And I loved Kingdom Battle.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, that was one thing that I knew wasn't going to happen at E3, but I thought would be fantastic if they were like, hey, here's a sequel to Kingdom Battle. I knew it wouldn't happen, but I was like, man, I would buy it immediately if it did.
That'd be pretty darn cool.
So I might look into Fire Emblem. They briefly touched on Pokemon, not very much, because they just did the direct. I'm going to get Pokemon for the first time.
Okay.
I'm going with Sword. I was unsure, and then they showed us the legendaries, and it's a wolf with a sword in its mouth, and I'm like, you sold me, I'm in. So
What more could you possibly want?
Yeah. Is there anything else before we get to Smash?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Pokemon for a second. I am underwhelmed.
Ooh.
Pokemon, like, the franchise seems pretty cool. Like, I like all the Pokemon and whatever. Like, their designs, pretty cool. But I just don't. I've never fully played a Pokemon game, but like I've watched a lot of like playthroughs and like Nuzlocke and randomizers and whatever. It just doesn't look like a game that appeals to me too much, and that follows into Sword and Shield. Like I'm just like meh.
Well, see, I've never played one before, but I need some more single player stuff. And that was like one that I could probably get behind. So
Fire Emblem, man.
But yeah, I'm not sure how I'll feel about it, but it's something I'm definitely interested in. Also, Spyro.
Ooh, yeah.
I forget if it's like the trilogy. Is that what it is?
It's the Reignited Trilogy, yes.
Oh, hmm.
That is something that I will probably have to try out. I haven't played a Spyro game in probably 10 years. But that is something that I would definitely be interested in seeing how it all works. After not being in there for quite some time. And then I'm trying to think. Before we get there, is there anything else that just any other random standouts?
The game Elden Ring looks kind of cool. It's the people who made Dark Souls teamed up with like the writer of Game of Thrones to make another Dark Souls-esque game. So it should be pretty story-driven. Kind of looks cool.
I did see that. I know The Witcher 3 is popular. I've never played those because, again, I have a Switch. But now Witcher 3 is coming. Mm. But I don't know really anything about that series. Demon Ex Machina?
Is that the Ex Machina, yeah.
Is that the big robot one?
That is the big mech fighting one, yes.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that either.
It looks better than it did. They released a demo for it like around Christmas time, I believe, and it was like garbage. Like the frame rate was awful. So they've gone back and they fixed a whole bunch. Like the game was supposed to release like at least like 4 months ago or something, but like they pushed it back because it was bad. Did you?
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say the game that I thought was interesting in the direct, not necessarily like good looking, but decent. And I was really surprised was the new Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games game.
Oh yeah, for Tokyo 2020.
For Tokyo 2020,
that looked like, decent.
It looked decent.
Huh. Surprise! Surprise!
I've seen several memes about shirtless Eggman.
Yeah. Yes.
Who's in that trailer?
Don't mind me. Uh-oh. I'm just Googling some. I'm Googling not that. Definitely not that. Continue on.
And then new Just Dance.
Ah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't really play those, but it's something. It's one of those things where, like, I mean, we've done that before where we just rented Just Dance and played it.
Mm-hmm.
Just as like a, hey, we have people around, here's something to do. And those usually do just fine. So I will hate this one because it will have modern music, which I don't like very much all the time.
They but really peaked at Ross Butine and Just Dance 2.
Yeah. Yeah, after that, I mean, what's even the point of me investing? I mean, that one had Monster Mash too, like, I mean, come on. You can't top it. I mean, you can try, but it's not going to work.
Yeah.
there were all the rumors about the new Switch hardware that didn't happen.
No, Nintendo said they weren't going to show. And clearly they didn't show.
Yeah, but there were,
they
like,
kept their
there
promise.
Were lots of, there were lots of solid rumors about that, that people were like, oh, this is definitely a thing. And then Nintendo's like, we're not doing it. And people were like, eh, I bet you'll still show it, though. And then they didn't.
It's hard to be disappointed.
Yeah. All right. Now, we got to finish up here with the Smash reveal.
Oh, my gosh.
So the Direct opened with the Smash reveal for the hero from Dragon Quest. I personally don't know much about Dragon Quest at all. But in all honesty, I don't really, I mean, I'm not one of those people who's, like, I play Cloud sometimes, but I've never played a Final Fantasy, so where they're from doesn't matter as much to me. They look like a cool character. That could be a lot of fun. Philip, your insight?
I mean, yeah. The hero, he, it's like five different fire, or, excuse me, not fire emblem. My bet. I have a whole bunch of franchises in my head. Dragon Quest heroes, there are five different Dragon Quest heroes, like Dragon Quest 11, I believe, like one or two, like five or something like that. Yeah, I've never played a Dragon Quest game either, but they're a big big RPG franchise, stemmed from the NES era as well. I don't really have much to say about the franchise other than that, but the character, he's not the biggest character. We'll say that from the Direct.
Yeah, it was Minecraft Steve. That's what you wanted, right?
Boop, Minecraft Steve.
Yo, oh boy.
Isaac, your thoughts?
I don't really know. I'm not really a huge Dragon Quest guy either. I have one Dragon Quest game for the Wii, but I'm not sure that that's like the standard of what Dragon Quest typically is, especially since, you know, it uses motion control and everything.
It's not a typical Dragon Quest game.
Yeah, I kind of figured. So I don't really know much about the series, and I didn't actually see the announcement, so I'm not totally sure who we're talking about, but seems cool.
As an aside,
yeah,
Dragon Quest, we wouldn't have Fortune Street, and Fortune Street is an amazing puzzle, like board. So, okay.
So at least they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am indifferent.
Yeah. Let's see. Did you watch the Smash stuff, Catherine?
I did not, actually.
Oh man! Oh no!
I was in Fort Wayne.
That's right, you
with
were.
My terrible family.
I forgot about that. Then of course, so they started off with the reveal, and that was nice. And then they made you think for a second they were going to end on one before the Breath of the Wild trailer. This is the one where people that aren't from Japan and love Dragon Quest were like, "Oh yeah." And that was Banjo-Kazooie.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac, your thoughts?
I actually have played a Banjo-Kazooie game, so I'm excited. I don't really have more to add. It was a kind of weird game. There was lots of running around looking for things, and I'm not totally sure what the point was. But it was pretty fun, and I enjoyed the Banjo-Kazooie characters, because Kazooie was like really sarcastic and mean, and Banjo was just kind of dumb. So I'm excited to play as them as during Smash. Yeah.
Philip.
I appreciate the incredible possibilities that have been, that have culminated to this point. I've never played a Banjo game. They don't appeal to me all too much. I mean, they're cool. They're platformers. I've heard they're pretty cool, but collectathons aren't quite my thing. But just if you look, Banjo-Kazooie was made by Rare, who got bought up by Microsoft. So that was a Microsoft character in stinking Smash Brothers. Like, It doesn't get better than that, does it?
I mean, yeah, that does mean that in the future we could get what you really want, which is Minecraft Steve and other Microsoft things.
I would have Minecraft. Is it Alex, the girl? I like that character design better.
Oh, Philip, the ladies, man.
You know it.
I think best case scenario, we get Minecraft Steve, and then one of his skins is a Waluigi skin. Just to taunt the Smash fans.
That would be worth having Minecraft Steve just for that joke.
Either put Waluigi either Waluigi in, or put Steve in with a Waluigi skin. One of the two.
So Sakurai, if you're listening, keep that in mind.
Boy, have we got plans for you.
We do have the Mario purple skin, though.
That's true.
But I have not played Banjo, but he looks like a cool character, and that's really all that I need to be content.
Gotta give it up for that new arrangement by Grant Kirkhoff. He's an amazing composer, so...
Ooh. Okay, I do want to mention, I loved the fact that they did the King K scene again.
Oh, same! So much
I thought that was hilarious. Oh. I thought that was genius. Plus, we got to see Duck Hunt get punched in the face.
That was hilarious. I loved how they did that.
That was every Smash player's dream.
I watched the Banjo-Kazooie one. That was pretty great.
Yeah. But that pretty much wraps us up for this week. I would talk about what's in the works. However, I'm not going to for certain reasons. They are good reasons. They are good reasons, but I'm still not going to bring it up here. So that's going to wrap us up for today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. You can catch us all on social media at JDStudios208 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And that allows you to stay up to date on everything that we do. And thank you all for listening again. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.